Exercise 3. Until half a century ago, physicists could be confident that their work only helped to describe the beautiful balance of material creation. And if it had any practical applications at all, they were bound to be beneficial to humankind. Niels Bohr, one of the greatest and most humanitarian among them, insisted until the early 1940s that the experiments with nuclear fission he was conducting in his Copenhagen laboratory could never be used as the basis for weapons. Of course, after 1945, no physicist could ever again feel complacent about the possible misuses of his work. Perhaps this is one explanation for the subsequent migration of brilliant young scientists away from physics and into molecular biology, which likewise promised only benefits to humankind. But as genetic engineering comes of age, bringing with it the possibility of various forms of eugenics, even this choice appears to have its dangers. Areas that scientists have previously thought to be advantageous to humans have turned out to be harmful.